بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, which means verily and truly the mu'mineen, the believers have succeeded. And then Allah described their quality and He said they are those who have khushu in their salah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you of the importance of the quality of salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a famous hadith where he said there are people who get only 10% of the value of their salah. There are others who get a quarter and they get one third and they get half. And all of this relates in the major to the presence or absence of khushu. In another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the slave who is worshipping him, when his attention wanders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to something else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, O my slave, what is it that you are thinking of? What is it that you are focusing on which is better than me? Now, subhanAllah, imagine this is what we are in effect doing when we allow our attention to wander away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala onto whatever else that we are thinking about. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question 3 times. So the attention wanders, we bring it back, attention wanders, bring it back. And after the 3rd time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the slave to his own devices. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's like leaving a camel to wander on its own, wherever it wants to go. There's no custodian for this camel. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from praying in this way, which nullifies the effect of prayer. Think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for my dhikr, for my remembrance. And in that remembrance, if we have ghaflat, in that remembrance, if we have forgetfulness, in that remembrance, if our attention wanders, how completely paradoxical and oxymoronic is that? It's like saying, I am hungry as I am eating. I am thirsty as I am drinking. I mean, these are impossibilities. If you are drinking, then your drinking assuages and alleviates thirst. It makes you less, no matter how thirsty you were, even if you have just one mouthful of water, you are less thirsty than you were to begin with. And of course, if you drink to your fill, then your thirst is completely gone. So if a person is drinking and his thirst does not go away, then he must ask himself, what is it that I am drinking? What kind of drink is this that does nothing to my thirst? So similarly, what kind of salah is it that does nothing to my forgetfulness? My brothers and sisters, in this beautiful hadith, Rasulullah mentioned the issue of salah, and he said the slave, the Mi'raj al-Mumin is the salah. Rasulullah was given salah up before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was given as a gift, it was given as a great honor to Rasulullah and through him to his ummah. The permission to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time that we wish, and with specific times for the 5 times in the day. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to give 50 times the reward. Right? The reward of 50 salawat. So 10 times the reward for each salah. So the reward of 50 salawat for praying 5 times. Now, therefore, the quality of the salah is so critically important. So what must we do to improve the quality of salah? The first and foremost thing is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time, the periods between the salawat. Somebody asked the servant of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu to tell him about the life of his master. The man said, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu waits for the next salah. He said from one salah, he waits for the next salah, and between the two salawat, he recites Quran. Now, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was a businessman. So, he was not just sitting in the masjid, waiting from salah to salah, reciting Quran. He was going about his daily work. He was going about his business. He was going about his work. Yet, he never lost sight of the commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. He never lost sight of the fact that he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously and constantly. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one of the qualities of the believers and said, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, that they make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. Now, therefore, the khushu in salah comes from what we do outside the salah. And the more we do dhikr of Allah, the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we recite Quran, the more we send salat and salam Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we do our tasbihat. And constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. It's not only a matter of repeating the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's definitely not counting beads. But it's the constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. So this contributes to and brings about concentration and khushu in salah. Number one. Number two, our wudu. Concentration in salah comes from doing and making a perfect wudu. Now, perfect wudu does not mean that you do wudu as if your tap is connected to the clouds and you spend a colossal amount of water. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do wudu in what is called one mud, which is like a medium-sized utensil, a medium-sized lota, a medium-sized pot, which is, you know, maybe a few tumblers or a few cups of water in that. He used to do the perfect wudu in just that much of water. So, it's a matter of conserving water while we do wudu, but ensuring that the wudu is done perfectly. All the parts of the body which are supposed to be wetted and cleaned are done properly with concentration in the wudu. Concentration in wudu results in concentration in salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the salah is miftahul jannah, is the key to jannah, and he said the wudu is the key to the salah. So therefore we have this, we have the dalil of this hadith to say that wudu is extremely important. Once you make that wudu, we come for salah, and then ensure that we are free from all external disturbances. And today the biggest curse of ourselves, and we become the curse for others in the masjid, is our cell phones. So it is absolutely critical that you turn that phone off. Don't even have it on vibrate mode or something, because it will disturb you. And those who think that, oh, but you see, I may get an emergency call. Well, even if you get an emergency call, what are you going to do? You are in the middle of salah. So, are you going to leave your salah and run? You're not going to do that. You're going to finish your salah. So, you may as well keep the phone off and then, or completely silent where it does not disturb you. And then when the salah is over, then you look at the phone and then you deal with whatever emergency call there was at the time. And inshallah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah frees you from all emergencies. So, inshallah, no call will come. So, free yourself from all external disturbances, whatever they might be. I'm not making a list of all of them. I just mentioned the phone because this is the biggest source of problem for us. But maybe other things also for other people. And then when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we make the niyyah and start praying, recite Surah An-Nas, which seeks special protection from khannas, which is the shaitan, the devil, which is responsible and which whose job is to put wasavis in your heart is to distract you. His job is to distract your attention. So we ask Allah for protection from that. Make this dua and then say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and then start the salah. And then make effort to ensure that we have this awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Remind ourselves again and again that we are standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we pray. Final point, if I may say so, is also to ensure that we know the meaning of what we are reciting. The Quran that we recite, those of us who do not know Arabic, it is essential that we learn the meaning of what we recite. Now, obviously, we recite, almost all of us recite the same surahs in the salah. So, learn the meanings of those surahs. Ideally speaking, of course, learn Arabic as a language. But even if you don't do that, read the meaning and remember and recall the meaning of the surahs that we are reciting, so that there is concentration. And just think about that. You know, we never have a problem with concentration when we are talking to our friends, when we are talking to our business associates, when we are talking to our clients. Our attention doesn't wander here and there. We listen to them. We concentrate on what we are saying. And that is the simplest reason for that, is because we understand what they are saying and they understand what we are saying. So concentration doesn't wander. But with salah, because it is in Arabic, especially those of us who don't know Arabic, and of course this is also true for people who know Arabic. It's not as if Arabs have this innate quality of khushu, because all the hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ, where he insisted and where he emphasized khushu, were spoken to the Arabs. So it means that they need it as well. I mean, everybody needs it. We all of us are human beings, and it is the nature of the human being to for his attention to wander. So Arab or no Arab, we need to concentrate on the meaning of understanding of what we are reciting in Salah. Remind ourselves that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the word of any human being, and therefore we recite it correctly, and then we understand the meaning of what we are doing. This is the... In short, because this is a Fajr reminder, we don't want to take it longer. These are some of the ways in which we can develop khushu in our salah. This is not an exhaustive list, inshallah. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But for the moment, do remember, these are the things. Dhikr during the time when we are not in salah, perfect wudu, removing all distractions from ourselves. And then when we stand in salah, doing that with focus and attention on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, remembering and recalling and learning the meaning of what we recite, so that we understand what we recite and therefore attention doesn't wander. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khushu and khudu in our salah, and to accept our salah and improve the quality of it, and to forgive us our mistakes and to accept our salah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.